You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, I'm very pleased to say, joined by one of my dear friends and most esteemed colleagues, Senior Fellow of the Center for Security Policy, Kevin Freeman. You perhaps know him best for his two very important books on economic warfare, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin is the driving force behind globaleconomicwarfare.com. I commend his many terrific writings to you there. Good to have him with us as always. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Frank.
Kevin, I'd like to start by asking you about a guy who features prominently in your book, Secret Weapon, if only because he confirmed basically your thesis of the piece, namely that the United States has in fact been attacked using economic warfare techniques in the past and that it could, of course, happen again, namely George Soros. Tell us a little bit about Mr. Soros, Kevin.
Well, George Soros is an 85-year-old billionaire, soon to celebrate his 86th birthday. He is Hungarian-born. He came to the United States. He grew up in Nazi Germany-controlled areas, but came to the United States and learned that you can move stock markets with your donations and investments, and you can create issues happening in the stock market, and you make money from it. And he's known as the man who broke the Bank of England in the early 1990s and made $1 billion in doing so. So he's quite the figure in both politics, geopolitics, and investments.
Kevin Freeman, we're talking about George Soros as not simply a market maker and manipulator par excellence, but also as a kind of political warfare operative. Let's stick with the first of those for the moment. You've mentioned that he has brought down the market of Great Britain and other countries. How does he do it?
Well, in the 1990s, he went toe-to-toe with the Bank of England right at the time that the British were deciding if they were going to enter the euro as a common currency. And First, he made a large-scale wager, and he continued to increase his wager, and then he spread as much information as he could to say that the British the British Central Bank could not back up the pound. And he made it such a public effort and such a dramatic effort that they eventually had to break and back down. And he made $1 billion profit in a single day. And he demonstrated that markets can push to extreme conclusions. And in doing so, the people who push that way make money, and he achieves his geopolitical objectives.
And how would you characterize, Kevin Freeman, George Soros's geopolitical objectives?
George Soros would be one of the single most leftist billionaires on the planet. He wants to remake the world. He wants to see a world without borders. He has funded drug legalization and all sorts of libertarian causes that run to the far, far left. He wants to see no nations, and he believes in a political elite running everything. So basically, he's a hardline leftist Democrat.
And to the extent that his activism extends to, the internal affairs of the United States, not just sort of geopolitics and international issues, is it fair to say that just about any radical left-wing cause, including notably Black Lives Matter and the Occupy movement, and perhaps even some of these Islamist operations have benefited from his largesse?
No, there's no doubt. I mean, you can follow through the Tides Foundation and other locations. You can follow where he's given money and that money's gone straight to efforts to promote extraordinary radicalization and the elimination of borders. I think he thinks that the world would be better if there were no nations, or but one world government under a leftist elitist operation.
And to the extent that this has been happening now for some time, is it reasonable to conclude that among the beneficiaries that we've discussed, their success, for example, now much in evidence at the Democratic National Convention in terms of moving that party to the hard left, in terms of its platform, in terms of its candidates, its agenda, that this is in part, at least, Kevin Freeman, a tribute to the investment strategy, if you will, in the political warfare space of George Soros.
Oh, there's no doubt. And in fact, Mr. Soros is a genius in being able to not only achieve his objectives, but to profit from it. For example, he's funded all kinds of efforts to move Syrian refugees into Europe. He wants to eliminate borders, and so he wants to move as many of the refugees as possible. And then he bets against Europe financially because he says, look at all the problems they're having from the refugees. He calls it the theory of reflexivity. He creates mischief or a problem, and then he profits from the problem.
Yeah, I must say, there's a certain satanic quality to this conduct, and it's deeply troubling to all of us who love freedom. Kevin Freeman, let me ask you about one other piece of this pie. We'll be talking more in the course of the program about it, but I wanted to get your take as a guy who has studied and thought carefully about and, of course, written a best-selling book, Game Plan, about the use of cyber means to affect political and other outcomes. Where do you come down, Kevin Freeman, on the question of whether or not the Russians may have been behind, first, the hacking of the Democratic National Committee's emails, and then their publication through WikiLeaks at an inopportune time for the Democratic Party?
Well, certainly the Russians are capable of it, which is something that Secretary Clinton herself should have admitted when she put all of her Secretary of State emails, including classified documents, on a private server. I mean, this is talking out of both sides of your mouth. The Russians are capable of hacking emails on the DNC's private server. Well, absolutely, they could have hacked Secretary Clinton's. I don't know that the Russians did that. They could manipulate our election the same way George Soros does, could do in terms of market manipulations. They could hack the stock market, which they've done, and crash the stock market. But I think it's very intriguing that the DNC admits they were hacked and claims that the Russians did it to influence the American election. That's just rich with possibilities that we need to study and understand, which say we better secure our servers. We can't trust Secretary Clinton because she can't keep her emails private. The Russians would hack those. And we better watch out for foreigners trying to manipulate our election, like all the foreign money that came into President Obama and all the money that's gone into the Clinton Foundation.
Indeed. And Kevin Freeman, just to tie all this together, you've written in your book about George Soros confirming that a bear raid was launched against our stock market in a, I believe it was a New York Times piece. You've talked about the Russians making clear to the Chinese that they were interested in doing such damage to our economy in a conversation that the Chinese reported to Hank Paulson. These are not simply abstract or hypothetical or possibilities. These are real-world facts and very, very problematic indeed. Kevin, the work you do at globaleconomicwarfare.com is indispensable. I appreciate it so much and hope that you'll keep it up, of course, as well as your work at the Center for Security Policy as our senior fellow. Come back to us again very soon if you would.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.